you cut the koa out and you eighthed it, I guess. You would quarter it and then quarter it again. You didn't have real thin slices. You had it rather thick to dry.
You did.
I think it would be
the whole thickness.
Well, I think if you had an apple and you would cut it in a fourth, then you would cut it in an eighth.
But
cut again.
But not slice it.
No, not slice it. It was cut down like that. But you took the koa out first.
And what did you say when about the skin after it after you dried fruit? You say the skin got all
puckery.
Puckery. Did you ever use shrivel?
Shriveled or puckery, both, uh-huh.
And do you remember, you said you had oranges, I remember Christmas?
Yes, oranges, when I was a child, I think the only time they came in was around that time of year. Mm-hmm. And that was the only time we ever saw them.
Mm-hmm. And let's see.
During the Christmas, we got oranges and raisins and a package of dried figs, which was a delightful deck for us.
Real exotic.
Oh yes, really.
And if you bought things at the store that weren't prepackaged, you could say you were buying them in what?
Bulk.
Bulk.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And did you ever have any kind of medicine made of the roots of trees or bushes? Do you remember?
Not too much after I was a child, but Grandma did, and on her children. They made a peach tree leaf tea, which was used for diarrhea. They made poultices out of slippery elm bark, and that would take infection out of a lot of things. And they made catnip tea. I don't remember what that was for.
Did you ever use sassafras?
Oh, yes. Have you ever had sassafras tea?
Yes, I have. I like it very much. I don't know what is it made of, the bark? Or
the root.
Oh, is it?
Yes. I've got some old roots to freeze.
Do you freeze?
I learned last year that you can, I've got some more. I've got to get frozen. I kept wanting to know how to have them all year, and I knew if I just laid them up, they would dry out, I thought. So I put the roots in a plastic bag, and I filled the bag with water. And then I put them down in a little box and froze them. And I had some Christmas that I froze last spring, and it was just like fresh off of the tree.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's a good thing to know.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it. I don't know how do you harvest it?
Well, you're supposed to get it in the spring before the sap starts to rise, while the sap is still in the root of the sassafras bushes or trees.
I see.
And that's the only time of year that I've ever known it to be gathered. After that, it loses its flavor. It wouldn't be a barky flavor. But, and we had that. It was very good for a tonic for spring to purify your blood.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago, I worked for a couple of years for a Dr. Bruce, who teaches at the University of Tennessee School of Medicine. And I think he's teaching nerve anatomy now. He has a Goodwin Award, and he was doing research in this sort of thing. And he came up, I had some very pleasant summers with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go to visit all of the old people and get all these old remedies, and get them all collected. And then he would come up and we'd spend the day discussing them.